Whether to wear a face mask in public has become a heated topic during the coronavirus pandemic. According to a national poll, African Americans are more likely than whites or Hispanics to wear a mask and more likely to catch the disease. But as KMEW's Carla Eccles reports, there's still concern among African American men about wearing a mask, in part because of racial stereotypes.
As businesses reopen and the stay-at-home order is gradually being lifted, more people are wearing masks when out in public. Billy Chatwick says dark blue. I caught up with him heading into work at Tad's Carryout, where he's a cook.
So what's been your experience with wearing the mask?
Well, I wear my mask. I have asthma, but I go to other places. I see people don't be wearing them. They think this is game. This ain't a game.
Not a game for sure. David Gilkey is the Rise Up for Youth co-founder. He runs Brotherhood, a mentoring and gang prevention program for high school male students in Wichita.
Statistics saying we're dying quicker than any other race. Why wouldn't we want to wear them?
Recent data shows blacks in Kansas are three times more likely to test positive for COVID-19 than whites in the state, and more than seven times more likely to die from the virus.
People of color are certainly being disproportionately affected by this disease, and we're seeing that across the country.
Dr. Chloe Steinschauer is a pulmonary and critical care physician in Wichita who leads care for some of the sickest COVID-19 patients.
And it's concerning, and we have yet to really clarify why that is. We know that there's racial inequality in the healthcare system that needs to be systematically addressed, but also there appears to be some sort of either combination of medical conditions that puts people at higher risk, or if it's delays in care, it's not clear what that reason is that there's a disproportionate effect, but that is being very closely looked at so that we can prevent and change that.
But even with the seriousness of the coronavirus, there's still some reluctance to wear a face covering. Gilkey says young black men still have to concern themselves with being targeted or criminalized while wearing a mask because of the color of their skin.
So a lot of people are scared to wear them now. You don't know if should I wear it or should not wear it. It's crazy. You know, and that's sad that we have to live like that. You know, it's always something targeting our black males. You know, we can't even go jogging now.
Still, Gilkey says he'll wear a mask.
At this point, I have to wear one for my safety and, you know, my well-being. You know, it's sad that people would judge me because I have a mask on because of the color of my skin, not because I'm wearing it to protect my health and protect your health, you know, people around me.
And Billy Chatwick says his mask will also remain on.
This is life or death, and I want my life.
Carla Eccles brings you thoughtful stories about race and culture every month on In the Mix.